Good day, listener. Welcome to Talk the News, where we bring on a critical issue, consider the sides, and give a definite stand. Let's talk about the national minimum wage that has lingered between the organized labor, made up of the Nigeria Labor Congress, the Trade Union Congress, and the federal government. Firstly, let's go back in time to consider where the struggle for a living wage started. In September 1981, the first national minimum wage law of 125 naira was enacted by Alhaji Shehu Shagari. Between 1986 to 1990, under the presidency of Chief Olusegun Obasanjo, the minimum wage was increased to 250 naira per month. During the same administration, the minimum wage was increased to 5,500 naira for state workers and 7,500 naira for federal workers. Well, it remained this way until 2011, when the protest by the organized labor, led by Comrade Adams Oshiomhole, who is now a stalwart of the ruling party All Progressives Congress, APC, and Pascal Bafiao during the Goodluck Jonathan's administration, led to an increase of the minimum wage to 18,000 naira. 8 years after, former President Muhammadu Buhari's administration increased the minimum wage from 18,000 naira to 30,000 naira in 2019, which also led to core member stipend increasing to 33,000 naira from 19,800 naira. Now to the present situation. With the announcement of subsidy is gone on the 29th of May 2023 by President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, which led to a sharp increase in price of fuel, transportation, feeding, and other living conditions, the Nigeria Labour Congress and Trade Union Congress, otherwise known as the Organized Labour, thought it necessary to propose a minimum wage of 615,000 naira. Well, after a series of strike and protests, the amount was later reduced to 400,000 naira. When the federal government offered to pay 48,000 naira. The back and forth between the federal government and the organized labor led to the organized labor eventually settling for a proposal of 250,000 naira minimum wage, an amount the federal government did not try to come close to, with its offer of 62,000 naira. Mind you, they initially made an offer of 60,000 naira, but at a meeting with the organized labor, the federal government promised to increase the amount from 60,000 naira without naming an exact amount that will be added. Well, eventually, they announced 62,000 naira. What an increase. It should be noted that on Wednesday, 26th of June, 2024, the Tripartite Committee report was officially discussed at the floor of the Federal Executive Council meeting, but the President was advised by the FEC members to step down further discussion on the new minimum wage pending the time he would have met with the governors, the local government chairman, and the organized private sector. Let's also take into consideration that the move by the federal government prompted an instant meeting of the Governors Forum, who insisted on the 62,000 naira wage, while the southern governors insisted that each state should be allowed to pay according to their abilities. In fact, there were governors who blatantly said they could not afford to pay 62,000 naira as a minimum wage. More shocking is the news that states like Anambra, Bayelsa, Kebbi are yet to pay the 30,000 naira minimum wage approved by the former administration. Mind you, the organized labor is even yet to agree to that amount. In reaction to that, the organized labor therefore maintained a firm ground that the government does not have the power to decide on what to pay and that any governor that cannot pay should resign and hand over powers to their deputies. Do you think this is the right time for the organized labor to demand for a wage increase? Don't you think a responsive government ought to have increased the minimum wage even before the organized labor launched a protest? Also, do you think the 250,000 naira that the organized labor are insisting on will crumble the economy as claimed by some quarters, or rather by the federal government and organized private sector? Do you even think that the Labour officials are more concerned about their personal gain instead of public interest? Well, for us, the 250,000 naira demand from the organised Labour is quite on the high side. But then, the federal government should also shift ground from the 62,000 naira proposal, because it is obvious that things are very expensive. As at the month of June 2024, inflation rate stood at over 33%, according to the National Bureau of Statistics. An average Nigerian cannot afford the basic anymore. The prices of even food items have skyrocketed. So, we opine that the federal government should shift ground between 100,000 naira to 150,000 naira, while also putting in place regulatory provisions to curb inflation and ensuring price control. We do recall that the federal government had made moves at a time to control prices in the market. The right time is now.